Hello, neighbors. My name is Jerry Conrad. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast as we begin the process of selecting new board members. I hope to define my positions clearly so you may make an informed decision. My background and experience are varied and extensive. I was raised in El Centro, California, and graduated from UC Berkeley. Immediately after graduation, I started a small and very successful business in the tennis industry that lasted over 40 years. I was an independent contractor responsible for all contract negotiations, taxes, and employees. I grew up knowing how much a dollar is worth and how important it is not to squander what you have. My wife and I met and soon purchased a home in the Carriage Hills HOA in Richmond, California, which has 440 homes. I was elected to the board of directors, and I am a past president. One candidate has said that he is the only candidate with HOA board experience, and I am very happy to set the record straight. I learned quite a lot about my time on that board, and I know it will be helpful if I am elected to this position. After moving here in 2015, I volunteered to be a member of the Covenants Committee from 2018 to 2021. Security and safety issues such as speeding, stop sign violations, and person-to-person misbehavior helped me to become very conscious of supporting our rules and regulations. Near the end of my time on the committee, I was named co-chair with the support of my fellow committee members. I enjoyed volunteering as it provided me with a better understanding of our community. So why am I running and what issues are important to me? I believe I bring to the table a common sense perspective concerning many of the policy decisions the board must make. My concerns about some past board decisions have prompted me to run. While I believe the board has done a good job on the day-to-day issues, I think there is a disconnect in common sense thinking concerning a couple very large and important issues. The two primary issues confronting our association are the transfer of over $1.5 million to a capital improvement fund and the Shadows Restaurant. There are other issues that are also important, such as the proposed bylaw change and the 5-acre parcel. All these issues will be determined by the next board, making this election so important to us all. The first main issue I'm concerned about is the massive $4 million surplus the current board inherited from the past board and how it has been used. In past years, previous boards passed on dues reductions of $5, $8, and $12 to the homeowners. This board decided to not do that. Instead, a fund of $1.5 million was created and labeled Capital Improvement Fund. If I were on the board, I would have sought to refund up to $1 million amounting to a $24 a month reduction in your dues. This would still have left $3 million available for operating needs, which is well within industry standards. Sun City Shadow Hills is in a very solid financial position that would allow for this rebate and not create any financial hardship to the association. Important to note that this board will be able to spend up to $560,000 of the newly created Capital Improvement Fund by a simple majority vote of 3 board members. As a homeowner, I am uncomfortable with our board having the unilateral ability to spend that much money on things that may or may not make sense to much of our community. I believe town hall meetings and ad hoc committees are a much better way to test the pulse of the community. What, in fact, are the benefits of lowering the dues? By lowering the dues, some good things happen. One, lower dues attract people to our community, and home values are increased. Who wouldn't want to move into a community where dues are lower? Two, reducing our dues shows a solid balance sheet reflecting the financial stability of our community. I now must address a statement made by Kathy Lindstrom in our first forum concerning the Capital Improvement Fund, a recording of which can be found and viewed on the association website. She stated, and I quote, "If we give this money back to the community, a couple of dollars a month is here today, and nobody can say where that money went," end quote. It boggles my mind that someone would think that homeowners would not have enough ideas on how to spend their own money. I believe that most homeowners are capable of knowing how to spend their money. Based on the following statement, Kathy apparently does not agree. And I quote, "Capital Improvement Fund is a better way to use the money because the community would have something to see," end quote. Finally, I believe the large-scale capital improvement expenditures should have targeted funds established with input from homeowners at town hall meetings. This is a fiscally responsible way to handle long-term expensive improvement projects. Moving on, the Shadows restaurant is front and center these days. I want to state that I believe that Shadows is more than a restaurant. It is a subsidized amenity like our other amenities, the gyms, pools, bocce ball, pickleball, tennis, clubhouses, golf, etc. Shadows was not built as a profit center, but as an amenity for homeowners' use. As homeowners, we have a huge stake in this health of this amenity. The subsidies we pay allow the restaurant to remain open every day with standard hours. This is no different than our other subsidized amenities. So why is Shadows in trouble? First, the staff situation has deteriorated so badly that staff hours and an entire day of service have been cut. Why is this? One reason is that the current board asked Troon to require vaccination as a term of employment. This was not a state or county requirement at the time. Staff left, and the remaining staff became overworked and could not keep up. Hours were cut again, and more staff left for other jobs. I am not making any comments about the good or bad of the staff being vaccinated. What motivated the board to press Troon to require employees' vaccinations? Board members have said that it was Troon's decision. I ask why a restaurant would make that decision knowing, one, it's not mandated by the state or county, and two, it likely will hurt the business. This decision to force staff to be vaccinated at a time when it was not mandated started the ball rolling downhill, and the consequences are obvious. Only recently, the board reversed the vaccination requirement. So, what did the board do next? They reduced the subsidy to food and beverage by 32% for the upcoming year 2022. Troon is forced to either lay off more staff, reduce open days, and/or raise prices, probably all. And by the way, more senior staff have decided to leave the golf course and Shadows in the last year than in the previous 5 years. Why would you reduce the subsidy available to a restaurant that is struggling to stay open and retain staff when at the same time subsidies to other amenities are being substantially increased? For example, lifestyles increased by 13.3%. Facility management increased by 8.7%. Security increased by 6.5%. General administration increased by 8.7%. Fitness remained the same. Of all the amenities, only food and beverage, primarily Shadows, reduced by 32%. What motivated the Food and Beverage Committee and the board in this massive reduction? I know some are unhappy with having to pay any subsidies, but this reduction will only make matters worse for Shadows. Here is a timeline of the events that have led to this debacle. One, the board decides to transfer $1.5 million to a capital improvement fund. Two, the board asks Troon to mandate vaccinations to all staff. Three, Shadows employees begin to quit. Four, hours for staff on Mondays are cut. Five, more employees begin to leave due to not enough hours for work. Six, the board blames Troon for the problem, washing their hands of any blame. Seven, the board cuts subsidy by 32% to Shadows, thereby guaranteeing more problems. Eight, and according to Troon, Shadows will now have to close more days in the summer. So, what would I do differently? I would see Shadows as an amenity and not just a restaurant. The subsidy dollars each of us spent last year not only kept Shadows open for us to enjoy, Shadows is an amenity that future home buyers will want. And according to Johnny Goodrum, 25% of our homeowners use Shadows, which when you think about it is a high number, more than 1,000 people. Name another one of our amenities that has that kind of participation. I would continue to subsidize Shadows that homeowners could then continue to have a place to eat, drink, and socialize. Reduced amenities will lower home values in our community. Remember, every Coachella Valley restaurant within HOAs or golf clubs is subsidized. With time, I see Shadows regaining its staff and getting back to normal. I would seek to find ways to fix the staff shortage and perhaps streamline the menu after consulting homeowners as well as the Shadows staff. Troon has over 600 similar food and beverage businesses worldwide, and I believe they are an asset if we don't tie their hands behind their backs. I would also not delude myself into thinking that an outside for-profit vendor will come in and save the day. A new vendor will see the books and realize they need to raise prices by at least 30% to cover the loss of the subsidy. A potential costly renovation, added to the much higher menu prices, is not a recipe for success. Can you imagine the fallout from our community when that happens? The proposed bylaw change would allow the board to make long-term, five-year contracts with vendors. This is not necessary. At first blush, it seems reasonable, but looking deeper, I'm not persuaded. Why? Let's face it, the only vendor that this bylaw change is concerning is Shadows. All other current vendors are working well within the present lease system. I have two reasons why I'm voting no on the bylaw change. First, a board can make long-term decisions without homeowner input. A vote of just three board members would be all that's needed. Not all boards are made equal. I know that most boards will try to get some input, but according to the proposed bylaw, they could make these decisions without going to the homeowners for their input. Second, and most importantly, there already is a tried-and-true mechanism for making five-year deals. Recently, we had a five-year deal with Frontier without this bylaw change. The board was forced to justify their reasoning to the homeowners in town hall meetings, which allowed more of them to participate in the ultimate decision. A much better way to handle expensive long-term contracts, in my opinion. I urge you to think long and hard about awarding this power to any board, not just this board. As I said in the first forum, even if I were to be cloned and the board was made up of just me and my mini-me's, I would not vote for this proposal. The five-acre proposal is another issue that we need to address. I would research and seek ways to create positive income stream, perhaps an RV storage park. The convenient location could prove beneficial to our homeowners. We would need to survey the association to see if there is enough of a need and desire. If there is, I would seek support by setting up a fund expressly for its development. I believe this is a much better way to create monies for our large-scale projects. Another candidate suggested we rent or lease the space to a telecommunication company, AT&T or the like. I would not support this idea. Cell towers are not a good look for our community. In summary, I reiterate that part of the $4 million surplus could and should be used for a dues rebate. Instead, the current board chose to create a capital improvement fund for some future expenditure. As for Shadows, I've shown that 32% reduction in subsidies will cause Shadows to not only further reduce staffing, but also reduce hours of operation and raise prices. I'm not a rocket scientist, but this seems obvious to me. Finally, thank you for listening to my thoughts on these difficult subjects. I want this election to be about policies and decisions. We are a group of people with similar likes and wants, but we have various ways to get to an answer. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I believe I have the right temperament to work with others, and I'm asking for your vote. Please contact me at jerryconrad27@gmail.com, and I will attempt to answer any questions you may have. Also, if you want to put one of my signs up in your front yard to show support, please email me, and I will happily oblige. Thank you, and good luck to us all.